Texte numéro 99. Women's soccer club stays in fast lane in Germany. The top women's professional soccer team in Potsdam began 40 years ago with an anonymous posting on the bulletin board at an energy company in communist East Germany. Founding women's soccer team, the handwritten note read. Please appear in the Walter Junker clubhouse, which was named after a young communist killed in the Spanish Civil War. The team that grew out of it, Turbine Potsdam, named after the power-generating turbines at the state-owned company, went on to win 6 championships in East Germany. Turbine survived the fall of the Berlin Wall and the transition to capitalism and went on to win not only the championship of reunified Germany 5 times, but twice the championship of a Europe no longer divided by the Iron Curtain. By combining the traditions of the old East German sports academy with the sponsorships and fan clubs of capitalist soccer culture, the team has built one of the top training destinations in the world for girls and women's soccer, drawing players from as far away as Brazil and Japan. Yet the rapidly growing interest in women's soccer may hurt rather than help the team, as Western German clubs with more money lure away Turbine's best players with higher salaries. Hundreds of fans gathered at the 40th anniversary party for Turbine. The biggest cheers came for the 68-year-old coach and athletic director, Bernd Schroeder, who read that bulletin board note in 1971 and volunteered to coach the club. He has been with it ever since, with the exception of a 1-year suspension by communist officials. The role of Schroeder, a former goalie turned engineer who has worked since the team's founding without ever asking for a salary, is also unique. The tall, charismatic coach with the deep voice and unusual presence on the field and on stage is the symbol of the club even more than the players. Women's soccer was not banned in East Germany, as it was from 1955 to 1970 by the West German Soccer Association. But it did not receive official support from the state. The East German sports machine, so famous for doping its swimmers and track and field athletes, chose to concentrate on the individual sports to haul as many medals as possible for the glory of a country of just 16 million. Soccer wasn't even an Olympic sport for women, which meant it was neglected by the officials. When the Berlin Wall fell, the best men's players went west. The women, who had to work for a living anyway, stayed where they were. Today, Turbine's future lies in whether the club and the sports school can develop players faster than the other clubs can buy them. Adapted from the International Herald Tribune, July 2011.